So it was both a reaffirmation of constitutional values and a strong critique of what the legislature had done and how it had done it without any foundation, any sound studies, any bases that would support the ugly stereotype that welfare applicants and recipients are drug users at any greater rate than members of the general population. And in fact, the numbers that have come out in July, August, and September confirm that, in fact, the drug rate usage is lower in the population of TANF applicants than it is in the general population, at least for these 3 months.
What does this mean for the future of TANF applicants? What can they expect? This is a temporary thing, so is this something that's just going to get pulled right out from underneath us? Tell me a little bit about what's going to happen here.
Well, that's a very good question. And from what we understand from news reports, the Department of Children and Families has stated that they will process the applications without requiring the drug test, that those applications that have been pre-cleared but for the drug test and are awaiting the drug testing, because there is a lag because of the drug testing protocols, those are going to be approved ASAP. And those who failed the drug test are going to be invited to reapply without being required to take the test. So for all practical purposes, for now, the drug testing is over.
So what is temporary about it then?
The preliminary injunction is an extraordinary remedy used to halt, in this case, an unconstitutional practice until the case can be fully heard on the merits with a bench trial after presumed discovery and the usual course of litigation. We don't know if the DCF is going to appeal. They could appeal now. They could appeal after trial. We simply don't know what they're going to do.